News 98 News Director Steve Ruba with you. Boy, does this area know about harbors. We have a lot of them. Ludington, Manistee, Onekama, Pentwater. And a problem arises almost yearly over making sure that they're dredged. Now, that costs money. Who pays for that and how do you pay for it? Representative Bill Huizenga, he's our congressman from this area, and he is trying to make sure that we can have enough money to make sure that our harbors are dredged properly. And Mr. Huizenga, I really appreciate you joining us.
Hey, my pleasure, Steve. Happy to be with you.
You have co-sponsored, and that's here's some good news about this. You've co-sponsored a bill that will help with maintenance costs with harbor dredging, and it is co-sponsored by a Democrat. That's got to make you feel good.
Yeah, and actually, it's a bipartisan amendment that started as an amendment last year. Janice Hahn, who's a Democrat from Los Angeles, has the Port of Los Angeles, and myself got together. And we felt it was very important to stop a very common practice that had been going on, which was taxes and fees being collected on freight being shipped and then not using the money for what it was intended for. And it is aptly named the Harbor Maintenance Trust Fund. And you would think it'd be used for harbor maintenance. But unfortunately, it hasn't been. They haven't been gotten all that money out. And so we're hoping to rectify that, and we feel good about it.
Well, tell me how it works.
Actually, it is a it's a 10-year glide path. So we know that the two things. One, the system probably couldn't handle all of the money coming in. There's not quite the infrastructure to get it all lined up. Two, there are other places that that have depended on this money, and so we thought that this was a fair way of tackling this issue. So that we've got a 10-year glide path that will then ensure that all of the money is going towards it. Unfortunately, there had been some who had been trying to revert that, including the president's proposed budget. They were trying to make it go the opposite way, making it worse. And Janice and I got together with our colleagues on both sides of the aisle and said, hey, wait a minute, this does not make sense. We believe that if the American people can trust Congress, we need to demonstrate that. We need to make sure that they understand that we get it, that when they are paying their hard-earned money in, and in this case, these shippers are paying these fees and taxes that that are going in, that are earmarked for this, that they actually gets used for that.
Have you been hearing from communities and harbor masters saying, hey, help us out?
Yeah, we do, as you had pointed out at the beginning, every year this is the great debate that happens along the Great Lakes. What are water levels going to be? What harbors are going to need to be dredged? And not everybody needs to be dredged every year. Sometimes it can be 2 or 3 years or sometimes even a little longer, kind of depending on what's happening. You know, the water is up in Lake Michigan this year and throughout it looks throughout the Great Lakes Basin because of heavy snowfall up in up along Lake Superior, and that's kind of one of the key areas. But we have to remain vigilant and have to make sure that we're keeping an eye on this and working with the Army Corps of Engineers and others to address it.
I'm hearing that our harbors are rarely up to the full depth and width that they should be. In fact, about a third of the time they're at where they should be.
Yeah, and that has been a problem. And again, we experience some years where it's very much a problem, where you're seeing ships having to lighten loads and come in with less picket aggregate or coal or whatever they may be hauling in, and that obviously makes it much less cost effective as well. So, this is something that we definitely have to address, and we're trying to make sure that it's a workable solution, and we think that we're making some real significant headway.
Do you think that it helps that your legislation is bipartisan?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. When you're dealing with Democrat in the White House, and last time whether it was Democrats in the Senate, now with Republicans in the Senate, it still is much better to have overwhelming bipartisanship and unanimity as you're going and trying to make that case. And I think as we have been having these conversations and coming off of last year's very strong bipartisan vote, we think it can even get stronger. And so we're hoping for some good things here in the next week or so.
Is there still time for communities to throw their two cents in and get their opinion about this issue?
Oh, absolutely. Calling Senator Peters' office and Senator Stabenow's office is always good. And obviously, people know where I'm at, but asking them to call Dan Benishek in the 1st District. He and I share Mason County and obviously the lots of the lakeshore, and so we'd love to hear from people.
All right. Anything else just to wrap up here about your Harbor Maintenance Trust Fund?
Well, there's been some studies recently showing the need not just for dredging, but the need to go in and redo our piers and those kinds of things, because a lot of them, which were built literally on wooden pilings, are seeing some severe and significant deterioration, and we're hoping that this is going to free up dollars to take care of that along with the dredging.
Well, if anybody should know about the issue, it should be you, because you worked on this issue when you were working with former Congressman Pete Hoekstra.
That's exactly right. I served as Pete's district director for 6 years and was intimately familiar with these issues up and down the lakeshore as we were trying to service the communities within the district. And that's been an opportunity to build a great relationship with the Army Corps of Engineers. I've got a wonderful person back in my district, Heather Sandberg, who has worked with them for a number of years after I left the staff with Pete. She took on that responsibility and has been doing it a number of years. And we've gotten to have a very cooperative relationship with them locally. Sometimes the challenge is when decisions are made at a different level. That's when we've seen some problems. But we think we're getting through to people. We think that this is a message that resonates. Not only back home, but with people out in Washington, D.C., as they're looking at sort of the fairness and equity of how these dollars are being handled.
Is this the kind of thing where if we get behind you, it has a better chance of passing?
Yeah, absolutely, and always. We need to make sure that both houses, the House of Representatives as well as the Senate, have that voice being heard. So we will definitely take any of that input, and that helps us as we go approach our colleagues in the appropriations arena to say, hey, look, this is not something that is just me as one individual. This is a greater community, and that's, as you were asking about, the bipartisan nature of it and the bicameral nature of it as well. If we can have Gary Peters and Debbie Stabenow advocating the same thing in the Senate, that just strengthens our hand.
Congressman Bill Huizenga on his Harbor Maintenance Trust Fund idea. And Congressman, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Steve.